Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Valentine's Day show. We're glad you're here with us. We hope that you're having a wonderful Valentine's Day. Dr. Allen, what did you do today?
Well, today I had to hire a water crew to suck up the water in my California condo.
Wow.
It was interesting. My two eldest daughters helped me, which was very family comforting.
Very much so.
Yeah. So that's what I did in the house. Yesterday, before we left to go see The Truth of Marriage by Ryan Nygaard.
Roger Nygaard, yes, exactly.
You know, he did this, and I'm one of them. I'm one of the principles, and he took pictures and quoted and stuff. We came home and got home by 1 o'clock, and everything was fine. At 6:30 this morning, the front room, dining room, outdoors, bedroom, one bedroom were underwater.
Oh my goodness.
So I finally empathize with people that are in fires and floods.
Yes, it can be quite devastating. I had a fire myself as a young girl in our home. And so, yeah, it is, it's really something. And you don't even realize it until it starts to happen. You know, all of your precious items, baby books and pictures and things like that. So, yeah.
Well, the biggest thing I was worried about is getting electrocuted, walking across a floor with 2 inches of water and all the electric plugs plugged in.
Oh, yeah. That is dangerous. I am so glad you're safe and sound.
Yeah,
I'm going to remind everybody of our call-in number, which is 323-203-0815. And did you do a class this weekend?
Yes. Oh, God, I did a couples class, and God did a good job. And I got to watch.
I love it. So what do we have coming up? What are you doing this weekend?
What we got coming up is scripting.
I want
everybody out there to know I'm a transactional analyst, a marriage family therapist, a cognitive behavioral therapist, an addiction specialist therapist in alcoholism and sexual addiction. And if you want to know what your church, your political group, your cultural group, and your family laid on you before you were basically 3 years old and up until 10 for a boy and 8 for a girl, what they taught you that got you calling my show.
Exactly.
Scripting. Right.
And I love it. And you do. Not only do you do the scripting class, but you do special phone appointments for the script.
Dream work is a biggie. Boy,
if
you want to get a message from your subconscious, just let yourself write down before you go to sleep, I want to dream about pleasurable things or productive things I might consider doing tomorrow. Just to give your subconscious something to do, because it's waiting for you to put it into action. That's what religion, psychology, that's what shamans do. That is really what life is all about, mindfulness.
It is true. It is very, very true. So we have...
If you don't know it, you can't do it.
No, you can't. I love your work on when you talk about setting the Lyman for bedtime.
Yes.
And it's incredibly productive. And one of the things about the live script is I don't even think you can do it enough times. I'll tell you, each time that I've worked with you with my live script, it's been an eye-opener. It's a life-changing thing.
Well,
it really truly is.
Unwrapping an onion, you know, you're just taking the coating off of each level, getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to make you sing my funny Valentine. So we have a gal here who has a question, and she says, he's been dating me for 8 months.
Good.
I guess I was expecting him to plan something special for Valentine's Day.
You mean you wanted him to do it your way because you're the man?
Probably what she means. So, she says, should I just be passive patient and just sort of be hurt?
And vulnerable. Passive patient and vulnerable if you want to be cherished. I want every woman out there listening to this to know we have to earn cherishing.
Exactly.
When a man invites you into his inner circle where his soul is, and that's the most sensitive part of him, and it's hidden behind his male body armament. I want you to know you've got to earn your cherishing by respecting.
I love it. We've got a caller online. Caller, you're on live. We're on live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Caller.
Hello.
There you are. Hi. Do you have a question?
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I'm here.
Yes. I'm curious what to do in a relationship with a man that has expressed a lot of caring, but since your last date has gone silent and is not initiating communication or contact anymore.
Well, how long did he date you?
We were dating for a little over a month. It was about 6 weeks.
About 6 weeks. All right.
It was conversation.
A relationship is
conversation.
A relationship is 4 3-month cycles. The first cycle is the perfect one. He's pretending that he's perfect. You're pretending you're perfect. The second 3 months, you're letting your humanity show. You're letting your defects show. You're becoming real you. The third 3 months is where you start negotiating. Where are we going? What are we doing? And the fourth 3 months, you voted in or out. He's either enough for you or he isn't. So you have been dating. He's been dating you for 6 weeks, 8 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah, about. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so were you cherishable or were you respectable?
Yes.
Yes, what? Were you both?
I was both, yes.
Well, that's the narcissism I was just talking about. The only person who can go with you has to be a zero. Did your mother show you how to be a narcissist?
Not to my knowledge.
Did she run the house, or did your dad? Who is the boss?
My father.
Are you like your mother or your father?
Probably more like my father.
Therefore, you're a man in a woman's body. Would you say that's true?
It has been.
Then would you kindly find a man who's a woman in a man's body? That's compatible. You won't have any money, though. But he'll be cute, and he'll be a great lay. Do you have one?
Yeah, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in a masculine man.
But a masculine man can't be with a masculine woman unless they're doing nothing but business.
Understood. And those were the traits that I honed during my career phase.
I know, but how old are you?
I'm in my 40s.
Okay, so you're in perimenopause or menopause? Are you still having periods?
Yes.
Then you are perimenopausal, which means the estrogen's going down, but the progesterone is starting to impact you masculine-wise, and you want what you want, what you want. You want more, better, different love, more, better, different sex, more, different, better time, more, different, better love. Love, affection, time, and sex. Is that a correct statement?
Seems to be.
What?
Seems to be. I'm looking for a monogamous, committed relationship.
I understand that, but are you looking for it, or are you being looked for by a man who wants a passive, patient, vulnerable woman to be in his kingdom and to do the way he wants, unless it's immoral, unethical, or illegal? It's called respect. Have you ever had a man you respect?
Yes.
Where did he go? Did he die?
No.
Where did he go? Why aren't you married to him?
I think I scared him. My trajectory of emotion got ahead of his. And
I understand
I think we wanted
that,
the same thing.
I understand that, sir. Do you understand that your father apparently wanted you to be a boy?
Never knew that, but I guess it's possible.
Do you want to read a book about it?
What's the book?
Wounded Woman by Linda Leonard. Your father's, this is Freud's work. Your father's imprint on you created a very productive, very powerful woman, except that she needs a wife with a penis.
No,
thank
you.
Have you ever had one?
Have I ever had what?
Have you ever had a man who's really a woman?
Potentially. I mean,
he's sexual, he's sensuous, he just isn't as ambitious as you are. Are you trying to get laid or paid?
Not sure I understand the question.
Are you trying to find a great lover or a productive man who may not be the best looking, but is the most productive man in your life?
I'm looking for a productive man.
Okay, but a productive man is looking for a passive, patient, vulnerable woman to be his co-pilot on his plane. I have no judgment about women being men or men being women. My doctoral work is androgynous semantic realignment. That's it. Androgynous means you have a female body but a male soul, called the animus. A man you want has a male body but a female soul, called the anima. And because four people have to negotiate a deal, I need one who wants respect more than cherishing, and I need somebody to want to be cherished more than respected. Gay guys have the top guy, bottom guy. What am I saying? The word for female. Lesbians. Lesbians.
Oh, lesbians. Okay.
Lesbians have the butch and the femme. So you're a masculine woman trying to find a masculine man. They fight. They don't stay together. Have you read Getting to I Do yet?
No.
Read it. How did you get this program?
Get what program?
The one you're
on
right
now. The one you're talking
to
us, yeah.
I'm not on a program. I saw this on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you are. You're actually live on the radio. That's what we're referring to when we say program.
Do you understand you're international at this moment?
Now I do.
So I'm asking you questions which relate to my androgynous semantic. I'm not a linguist. I'm a semanticist, like Hayakawa. I deal with the quantum mechanics of words to impact the quantum physical energy of the cosmos, your body, your mind, your spirit. So, are you willing, between now and the next time you call, to go out flirting as a woman, which is eyeball to eyeball? He talks, you respond. He leads, you follow. Are you willing to do that? Or do you want to be the leader?
Of course. Absolutely.
Which do you want? You want to be the follower or the leader?
A follower.
If you want to be the follower, find a man worth following. He's usually competitive, conquering, and controlling, which masculine women get mad at and feminine women rejoice in. I want to be equal to my man. You want to be equal to a man, you simply want a friend. Even if you have sex, you're only friends. You're too equal. You know, it's so amazing how the prejudice against equity instead of equality exists. If you're getting equitable rewards for what you're getting, you're in a good relationship. But you've got to decide, do you want to get laid more than paid? Or paid more than laid. Harvard did a great study in the 90s. They asked 10,000 people, what did you mate and marry for? Two-thirds of men mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability, a home, a family, and a sex partner. One-third of men mate and marry for status and security. My wife is the daughter of so-and-so, and he owns blank, blank, blank. That's called a gigolo. Two-thirds of women mate and marry for status. I'm Mrs. So-and-so. One-third of women mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability. They're called cougars. They like toy boys. So are you willing to practice feminine passive patience and vulnerable? go dancing, go out there and flirt in the restaurant, Starbucks?
Yes.
Go find three men who are willing to date you and date each of them three times. Give them a chance to turn on. Don't lead. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
And get the book, Getting Thank to you. I Do. It's an excellent read. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye. So,
bye.
That was one of our new listeners, one of our virgins, if you will, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, so, that's one of those virgins.
Yeah, so definitely you need to open that Getting to ID
Hello.
Book. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. So, thanks to Dr. Allen's tools and teachings, I have landed me a man, and we are engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have a date set for October of next year. Here's my
October
dilemma.
October 15th?
2020.
October of 2020. October next year.
Oh, October of 2020.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's 2020. Boy, does that have vision.
Yeah,
our date.
2020.
Yeah, our date is 10/10/2020. So it's cute.
So what's your question?
My question is he wants to get married sooner rather than later because we'll save money on health insurance and business.
That sounds like a man. How long have
very
you dated
much so.
Him? How long have you dated him?
This is our second time around. Our first time we were together for 9 months, broke up for 8 months, and now we're back together for 9 months.
Dear, you've been together a year. You've known
okay.
each other a year.
Yes.
I don't approve of yes. weddings in less than a year of knowing each other. People change from a summer man may not be a good winter man.
Yes. So that
mean?
Was my first question. My first question was, have we been together long enough, even though we split?
Everybody splits. That's called getting to know you and getting to know all
okay.
about you.
Okay. So now that he wants to do a civil ceremony this year, and then we have the wedding next year, I just want to make sure
that... wonderful. That sounds wonderful.
Okay.
What does your ego require?
I want the big day. I want the song and dance of the wedding. I
he
want
said you'll
the
get
marriage.
The song and dance after I get you under contract.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly
you
it.
Know,
I just want to make
know,
sure that...
Do you know that in England, you have a small ceremony where you legally get married, then you have a big ceremony where you spiritually get married? So is
okay.
he English?
No, he's Ecuadorian. American, but Ecuadorian root.
Well, the point of it is... There's nothing wrong with a small legal wedding and then a big ceremony later.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure that was okay with you. I had to run it past you.
Remember the
well,
following
you know,
thing. God is not spelled P-A-T.
I know. I know. But your tools have gotten me this far, and I just want to make sure that I'm doing it right.
I got news for you. If you weren't doing it right, I'd be screaming right now.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. Okay. I'm a happy camper. Thank you so much, Dr. Patton. For anybody that's listening, no matter how crazy it sounds, it works. The books are magic. And, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I used to have casual sex, how many relationships didn't stick, and by submitting to being a feminine woman and letting my man lead, it's completely changed my life, Dr. Pat, and I have to thank you for it.
I want to thank you for that, and I didn't even pay you to say it.
Absolutely not. Thank you so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you, caller. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Dr. Allen.
I love my book. I wrote it in 94, and luckily people hate it for being so square and spiritual that they have to buy 2 and 3 copies.
I love it. I love it. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Yes, I was wondering.
Like that. I do. That's very ceremonial. A couple of people. Very.
I think that's just what I say every time I call. kind of a non-relationship question. I was wondering. I had a lot on my plate lately. Just all kinds of conflict, family, work, all kinds of stuff. And I know that my defense for that is I start craving all kinds of foods. Do you
know
of any
quick
fixes? Yeah, I know you do, because
you've
had that too.
You're stroking your pain with food. You do binge on lettuce. You do, don't you?
No. I wish I did.
What do you eat when you want comfort?
I crave like bread foods, and I know
you
that I'm sensitive to gluten.
Glucose. Your brain wants glucose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is happening in your life that's causing you so much stress that you crave glucose to sedate yourself, whether it's alcohol or it's opioids or glucose
or carbohydrates
or prescription drugs?
Well, I've thought of, and like we worked about that with you as well, and for me it's a lack of feeling of safety is a big one. I'm self-employed. I work for myself, so I don't really have a steady paycheck or anything like that. So, I mean, I'm good for now, for next few months, but whenever I start to feel like I have a bit of a financial instability, that just drives me nuts, because I grew up with that, like a lot of financial instability.
That's your script. That is your script.
Yeah.
And so with that in mind, you sedate yourself because your body, do you exercise enough?
Yes, but I'm limited because I had a surgery a few months ago. Well, it's been 10 months, but I had complications. So I can't work out as much as I used to.
You can't work out as much as you want. Okay.
Not
as intense. Does that include swimming?
I walk a lot.
You do walk a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, I do what I can.
Get away from the people that irritate you?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay. So, have you gained a lot of weight?
I would say, I mean, some of it has to do with just post-surgery weight, but I would say there's about 10 pounds there. That's just stress weight, for sure. Like, it's about 20 pounds overall over the last 10 months, but half of it, I guarantee, is just overeating weight.
Okay. So, do you want to go to something? I like Weight Watchers. I like Overeaters Anonymous.
Oh, yeah? Oh, there's Overeaters Anonymous. I need to go there. I had no idea that existed. I thought it was only for alcohol.
It's branches of AA.
Oh, wow.
I used to weigh 205 pounds and I'm 5'1.5".
Yeah, I know that. You showed me pictures. Well, I was at one of your classes.
That's
right. That photo. Unbelievable.
I weigh between 110 and 115 for the last few years, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
When my husband was dying, my doctor told me, eat, don't drink for comfort. So I gained back all the weight I lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was sober. And when he died, it fell off. The weight went away. The eating went away. And what was nice is that I was comfortable enough to stay with him while he was dying, which was 6 years of osteoporosis of his back from a surfing wound.
Wow.
So I achieved my spiritual goal of being a good wife for 15-year marriage. We were both in, you know, products of the program. So I suggest that you go to the program.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to look it up.
Please do.
You know what's funny, though? Yeah, that was my main question. You know what's funny? Like, the silver lining of this is that I follow your program, right? And men cherish me. I'm not fat or anything. Like, I'm still in with a normal BMI. I'm just used to being a lot thinner. But it's hilarious. Like, the more I'm getting, I'm almost at 3-year mark. So sometime this April, it'll be 3 years since I've started taking this very seriously and working on myself. And I'm almost a certified, you know what? So it's amazing because I feel, emotionally, I feel good. Like, I feel physically a little heavy, but I don't consider myself less attractive. And, like, I know a few years ago, it definitely, this would have affected me badly. And I recently met this guy. He wants to paint me. He's a professional painter. He wants to sculpt me. I met somebody else, like, for work. He wants to help me out with work. It's amazing. Like, I've never had such positive attention.
I understand that, but you know the secret.
Right?
The secret is men need to be respected to feel cherished. Yeah. And if they are, they will cherish the women that have respected them, including mothers, daughters, sisters, girlfriends, wives.
Yeah. It's working. Even when I'm plumpy, it's working. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Thank you for calling. And
thank you so much.
To do it either.
No, not at all. Not at all. I always listen. I mean, I used to call almost every time, but I always listen to the radio show. And I have one class to take with you, is the dream analysis class, and I'm going to do it in the next few months for sure.
Oh, my God, is that
wonderful.
Yeah, because I've taken all of
them.
Yeah, I've taken four.
With that.
What? Oh, I have that book already, yeah.
Wilder Tanner's book, Dreams, The Mystical Marvelous World of Dreams. That's a book that is so spiritually grounded. It helps women be women and men be men.
Yeah. You know what's funny? After one of your classes that was very, very profound for me, it was about a year ago, I came to California to do it, and I recorded a dream that I had right after your class, and in that during the dream class, I'll try to interpret it because it was bizarre.
Oh, please.
I'm sure
please,
it meant a
do
lot.
It.
Yeah,
because
it was
that's
so
wonderful.
Weird. It was, because I had a major, major shift in your class that day. Like, it was 2 years into me doing this, and I had shifts. So.
I watched people do it. I watched three couples absolutely bloom in front of us. It was awesome this past week. These classes, for those of you that are listening, they're six people and me in a windowless room for 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon with an hour off for lunch to a French delicatessen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
classes are amazing. We do one training, we do couples counseling, we do getting to I do, we do sign up because at six people, we do have a waiting list, and I would get on it as soon as possible.
And those classes are amazing. And only
God
Californians
does a good job
listening, you.
Me.
Yeah, and everybody who's there is so lucky. It's just, you don't have to get on the plane to go to them. I would be there every other week. I think I've said this before. They're incredible.
We've had people come from London, Spain,
Japan. Oh, I'm sure. And it's worth it.
Yeah, Australia,
it's
New Zealand,
it.
All over the country.
I talked to a couple in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, those classes are incredible. The first time I was there, I'm sitting, I'm like, I cannot believe I'm experiencing this. Like, this is so rare, and like, no one does small courses anymore. Like, well, there's no other person like you, for one.
Well,
and
that's
even
my
if they
form
did, so.
Of retirement. I'm 84 years old, and the energy it takes to be spiritual is quite high. You know, calories are used more by the brain than by the gut. Isn't that amazing? So with that in mind, I'm going to do this till I die. And I mean, on the spot.
On the spot. Oof. No, you have to live forever. You can't do that.
No.
You can't leave us.
But I'm wait a minute. But I'm doing telomeres. You know what telomeres are?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. What was that supplement that you talked about? I meant to ask, and I keep forgetting about
it.
Some herb?
No, it's an herb, but the doctor that does it in Orange County is Martin Jensen. He's a psychiatrist, and he does telomeres. Your cells go through a 5-year cycle of discarding or replacing, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so he can tell you what to do, what to take. There are plant versions and there are medical versions for telomeres.
What's the plant version? Because I think you gave us a name.
I don't have the book, but it's got a god-awful Latin name.
Yeah, I remember that.
Done by the TA Services Company. So check with Martin Jensen or get the book, The Telomeres Revolution by Foley. And it has the name of the plant in their chronological studies. This program has been studied since 1600. 1600.
Oh, wow.
But it's coming into its own.
Wow, that's incredible.
Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
Okay.
That would be my progenitors, the witches.
The what?
The witches.
Yeah, we've been using herbal medicine and things like that for centuries in my family line, dating back to the year 900. So,
whoa,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So you're a witch. That explains so much.
Anyway, that's my newest studying, telomeres.
Perfect. Okay, great. I'll look it up. And I'm going to go Google Overeaters Anonymous. If they have a meeting today, I'm going today because this needs to stop.
Good.
What's happening?
And switch out your spaghetti for spaghetti squash.
Oh, right. I don't even, it's just like I eat well and then all of a sudden it's like boom and I just overdose on bread because I feel like if I don't, I'm going to die. Like, that's just
well,
mental.
Bread
it's so mental.
Glucose.
Yeah.
Sugar. Yep.
Yeah.
You can
Which
do
is
it.
Comforting, but it doesn't do much for your calorie system.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
All right. Super. Thank you so much for advice. I will definitely do that.
Great.
You're
Let
welcome.
Us know what happens.
I will. I'll call you back next week and tell you.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome. I love it.
Awesome.
By the way,
Thank
everybody,
you, so much.
You bet. You want to sign up for those classes. It's www.wantistore.com, and you'll find all the information. The way to sign up, classes are limited. Space is limited. 6 people only. And they fill up super fast. And there's only so much Sue can do to create more classes. So definitely www.wantistore.com. Go there, check it out, see what's going on. You'll love it. Also, don't forget, sign up for our newsletter. And that'll let you know the inside scoop on what we've got going on, coming up, and all that stuff. And again, I would get a lot of questions about phone appointments. Dr. Allen does them and brilliantly. She does a special phone appointment for LifeScript. She does special phone appointments for DreamWork.
those two appointments, you know, there's some stuff in
life.
Exactly. There's some stuff want getting training. To I do. The want training. Anything you want to talk about, Dr. Allen is there to talk about with you. And you can go to info@drpatallen.com and send an email to Sue. Or you can get the numbers on our webpage, www.drpatallen.com, to be able to get in telephone contact with Sue to book your appointment, your phone appointment to talk to Dr. Allen. So now that I got that out, because that's important, I have another Facebook question, but let me see if I have any callers, because I like to take my callers first. So I'm going to ask the switchboard. And okay, so while I'm waiting for my reply, oh, there we go. That my switchboard guy Ronan is the best. Anyway, we've got a caller online. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. You're live. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do. Well, I had two. One, did John and Denise got married? I'm just curious.
What was that?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Who's Jonathan?
Did John and Denise got married? I'm just
Oh, John and Denise. I have to be honest with you. I don't know what happened with them. Dr. Allen, do you know what happened with John and Denise?
John and Denise?
Yeah, we had them calling in a lot. The couple that called in. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes every week.
I know. I think they're still doing it.
Okay. We don't know, caller. But if John and Denise,
you.
If you're out there listening, let us know what's going on. Yeah, I know. I am too now. So
news is good news.
Yes.
Exactly. So, by the way, I love you, Dr. Pat. Okay.
Thank you.
You said
I love you
that
too.
Thank you.
But do you like me?
I do. I do. I
love
do like what you said.
Liking is approval.
Yes.
Well, I don't
you
know.
Gotta
you
love and accept everybody, but you just play with the ones you like.
I see. Oh, I like learning from you. That's definitely. Dr. Pat, you said that the two most important intercourse acts is the first and the last.
Yes.
What do you mean?
When you let a man put his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, you are basically setting yourself up for bonding to this human being like an addiction. And it takes up to 2 years to get over him. So I teach people to be very careful about the first act of making love. You know, hugging and kissing and hand jobs and cuddling, those are all affection. But intercourse is when you get to play God. People bond. You have babies. It's more people die and are sick of misused sexuality than anything. And so that's what I hopefully teach people to be good and virtuous and have integrity and loyalty and love one another because it's such a serious deal. Now, what is the last act of making love? When women no longer want to make love with their men because they've lost respect, the woman has divorced him physically. When the man stops helping pay for the bills, he's divorced. You see? Marriage is designed for women and kids, not men. Men would like to just have harems.
I certainly understand that. I was dating someone under contract.
You were dating him or he was dating you?
Oh, he was dating me. He was dating me.
All right.
With commitment. And we agree we will get engaged after a certain time. He said he changed his mind. And so I stopped giving him free sex.
That's right. You stopped playing house. You stopped acting married.
Right. That's why I'm asking.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing is wrong about it, but I guess it's everything or nothing at this point, which I'm okay with either one. I'm replacing him already, but every time he calls, I still feel pain, like, I don't know why.
Are you saying you miss him? Is that what you're saying to me? Of course you miss him. You love him. It can take you 2 years to get over him.
Okay. Okay.
And in those 2 years, remember, if he won't mate or marry you the way you're comfortable, what are you doing giving him a free wife or a free girlfriend?
Yes, I don't want to do that.
Don't do that.
No.
Okay.
No. I learned to love myself, and I appreciate that because you teach me that.
I appreciate you for saying that because that's the truth. You love him very much, but not better than yourself.
No, I can't. I don't want to.
Good. And has he been gone a long time?
No, he calls every day. Today he called me. He said,
darling,
I have a place.
He's not gone.
So
he can go. He's not gone. He's torturing you into giving him a free wife.
You're right. And I repeat the same thing. If you're ready to commit, I'm ready to go with you. So he changed, you know, the subject. Oh,
I love it. I love it. You're doing a good job.
Okay.
Keep it up.
Dr. Pat, it's
what?
Not that I don't feel I'm competing because I don't really feel that way anymore. But his ex, she never married him, but she's doing the same thing. Or she did the same thing. She was a married woman and she went with him and they had a baby. And she did the same thing, divorced him.
And guess what he did? He replaced her with you.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. It worked for the first run, so why wouldn't he try to get you to mother him by being a free wife?
Okay. Okay,
I want you to be the second free wife.
No. No,
you know,
I don't want.
Even a prostitute does better. She gets money and doesn't have to do laundry.
Right. Now, the feeling I got is I do respect him still. I do talk to him with all my respect.
Good. I'm
does
talking
that
about
make
having
any
intercourse.
Difference?
When women stop having intercourse with the man, they're divorcing him.
I agree with that. I think it's a very spiritual thing, too. Because I think lovemaking is very, very spiritual. So, yeah, I think it's definitely a spiritual and emotional divorce. Definitely.
Yep.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Dr. Allen, we are out of time. What have you got to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is the contracts, the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Amen. Okay, everyone, I want to wish you all a happy Valentine's Day. I want to remind you, info@DrPatAllen to book your telephone appointment. Very limited classes, very limited spacing. WantEyeStore.com to find out all about those. We love you. Be good to each other. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen.
empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.